Good evening, everybody. I hope you're glad to be here as I am. I thank the Lord for changing the desires of my heart to convict me to want to be in church, to convict me to be amongst those of like mind. I've mentioned before I'm reading a book called The Stage is Set, and it's referring to the prophecy that's being fulfilled throughout the world, a lot of the focus going on in Jerusalem. And in the stage I'm in right now, the writer is talking about Jesus' literal second coming. So it made me think about one of these days. And then I run into Charles Leisure a while back. And has anybody ever said, one of these days I'm going to... We've all done that. I couldn't help but think... Rodney's not here, but like when we were little and he'd do something, I'd say, one of these days I'm going to, you know. But we use that term in a lot of ways to put things off. And when I was talking to Mr. Leisure, he was telling me about the mission that he's involved in. And he said he was first approached, I think, by a man from Tennessee about building schools globally. And the guy asked him, he said, how about you come and go with us? And he said, one of these days. And that got me to thinking about one of these days. And there's so much run through my head, you know, about things in my past that I would say, one of these days, Mom and Dad's not going to be with us. Well, they're here. And you all could fill in the blank with some of the things you thought of or did when you was younger. Me and Billy, we would talk about, one of these days we won't be riding motorcycles. We couldn't imagine that. And now neither of us even have a desire to do that. And I think that day is here. That day has come and gone, actually. So in digging into this, talking about one of these days, I've thought of some about some of the significant days that have already happened, and we'll hit on some when a prophet said, one of these days this is going to happen, and we can look back, and it has happened. And then in the book of on the prophecy that and set in the stage is set, prophets have said, one of these days this, and are you confident that it will happen? I think, because the author wrote a lot about what he referred to as cultural Christians. And it's the same thing as a carnal Christian, if you know what I mean. A cultural Christian is one that is in name only. One that is just caught into the lifestyle, so to speak, of a Christian. But it's not a born-again Christian. And that got me to really want us to get down and see some of the promises that were told one of these days, that was told before that have happened, and to make sure we here tonight believe in the literal rapture and second coming of Christ. Because one of these days, it's going to happen. And it could be today. Just starting out, I couldn't help but think about the songs that was, two of the songs that were sung, that the hymnals, Mansion Over the Hilltop. Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. He says, one of these days I'm going to have a place for you. Do you believe literally that he made a place for you? I do. I do. When that roll is called up yonder, are you looking forward to that, or is that just a figment thing? No, that's a real thing. One of these days, the roll is going to be called up yonder. That's real stuff. That's encouraging stuff. And we got to realize the whole Word of God is that. The whole Word of God is truth. We'll start out in... I'm going to read Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 to start. And we've heard this many, 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 many times. Luke chapter 2, verse 6 to 7, and we'll have a word of prayer. Luke chapter 2, verse 6 and 7 says, "And so it was there, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Let us pray. Lord, again, we bow here before you with your word open before us. We ask again, Lord, you get us out of the way. Lord, may your Holy Spirit take over. May we be receptive to your word. May we be receptive to the moving of the Spirit. May we go forward and learn and grow. We ask now, Lord, you guide and direct us. We praise your name. We thank you for each and everything. We thank you for the songs of praise and testimony this evening, Lord. Again, I ask for you to guide and direct us. I ask for you to get me out of the way tonight, Lord. And again, these favors we ask in Christ's name and amen. Amen. What a promise. What an event. That event really happened. You believe Jesus was born on that day? Do you? Yes, 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 we do. We take that. That was an event that was prophesied, Isaiah 9, chapter 6. Isaiah says, "One of these days, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and the name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Now, do you believe that tonight? Do you believe that really happened? Isaiah said, "One of these days, a Savior is coming." And Luke says, "Unto you this day a Savior is born." One of those days has been fulfilled. Agreed? Agreed. I really don't know. I don't know. I'm just hanging on with what the Lord's given me. Okay? And one of these days, He's coming. I'm going to get ahead of myself, but I can't help but think about, I got a couple uncles planted right up here on this hillside right there, and they chose to be planted in that particular spot so they could be laying there waiting, because one of these days Jesus is going to part the eastern sky. Do you believe it that much? Do you believe it that much? One of these days it's going to happen. One of these days. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. One of these days. I'm going to read verses 1 to 6, and then we'll jump over to probably verse 16. It says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." Now, just pause right there. Imagine right now, can you imagine being a Christian in this day without the Holy Spirit? No, sir. Okay, now think about that as we read this. "And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in their own language." And that's putting the emphasis on an event that occurred. You believe that event occurred on the day of Pentecost? Yes, it happened. It happened, and it was something that happened in our past. But you look over in verse 16, "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." Joel said, "One day the Holy Spirit will come upon us." Joel said, "One of these days the Holy Spirit will come upon us." So I'm building up to a point, because we're going to, as we go forward. But can you imagine living life without the Holy Spirit? No way. No way. So do you believe that one of those days was fulfilled? It happened. What somebody said was going to happen one of these days. Now we're going to look at some events that haven't happened yet. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I'm going to read verses 14 through chapter 5, verse 2. It says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again," do you? Do you believe that Jesus died and rose again?
Amen.
Amen. "Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Chapter 5. "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." So he's saying, one of these days, I'm going to come as a thief in the night. One of these days, I'm going to take you out of the earth. One of these days. And that hasn't happened yet. Do we, cultural, maybe Christians or worldly situations, or even, you know, I don't know, some, hopefully nobody here tonight, but it's easy for us to believe what's back here, what's past. But one of these days, do you believe what's coming? Do you literally hang your hat on it? I do. And that's the point. That's the point. It's coming. One of these days, Jesus is going to come and rapture the church. One of these days, Lord willing, if we don't go through death, one of these days, we're going to fly through the air. That song, "As I Go Flying By," said, "Goodbye, goodbye." Hey, man, when I was growing up, I always imagined being able to glide. Just float over things, and I want to do that. One of these days, I'll be able to do that. One of these days, again, Jesus is going to come and rapture the church. One more, and this is going to get into more into what I'm reading in that book. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 9 says, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee." And here, Zechariah is talking about his literal second coming, when he's going to set foot on the earth. And that's what this is all about. That's what Zechariah is telling us about. "For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a great valley, and half the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azazel. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And key verse, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, in his name one. And just to talk a little bit about that scenario right there, because he went into great detail and many, many, many more scriptures to support his literal second coming, the events that's going to happen around his second coming. But you can admit right now, if you watch the news at all, the attention is all pretty much always focused where? In the Middle East. You hear about Jerusalem all the time. Three religions is fighting over Jerusalem right now. And they talk about the armies gathered, and he's saying the stage is set. But meaning the stage is set for the rapture to happen, because that will have to happen before his literal second coming. Okay? So, point being, one of these days, do you really believe one of these days Jesus is going to set foot on this earth? I do. You know, in more studying that, the Mount of Olives, he's going to come back to the exact place where he ascended from. It says he ascended from the Mount of Olives. And he's going to come back right there. And he is going to be king of this earth. He is going to be ruler here on this earth. And if you back up there, it talks about his saints. Do you believe you're one of the saints? One of these days. Hey, it's real and it's good and it's true and it's encouraging. And that was the point of, man, how often have you said, one of these days I'm going to give more. One of these days I'm going to do more. I don't know how many times I've said in a pew growing up, one of these days I'm going to preach. And that was saying one of these days that's out there. One of these days that I don't think will ever come. And that was the point. We all have been maybe guilty of, one of these days I'll go to the dentist. One of these days I'll go to the doctor. One of these days I'll get saved. One of these days, I'll be obedient. The point is, those days come. Are you going to be ready? Do you really believe that Jesus is coming again? Do you really believe he's going to rapture his church? I do, and I pray that you all do. And another thing that come up is the rampant movement of false prophets, as Dave preached this morning. And in thinking much about that, one of these days we won't have to worry about a false prophet. We'll hear from Jesus. And my thought, who gets nervous in a school zone with them little kids? Well, that's something that I've always just so nervous. And I think telling you all something wrong or trying to convince you that you're wrong because you don't agree with me, is to me, that is as scary as hitting a child in a school zone. That would be the worst thing. I would never ever want to misguide anybody. If you want to come get a song, I'm done.